remnant of the Allied army in Flanders, which according to some French sources still numbers nearly 100,000 men, found itself crowded in today by a German attack which took Nieuport and then, striking down a coast road, reached a point within 6 miles of Dunkirk. Hard fighting is still going on, however, and the efforts to evacuate the troops continue, though it is admitted that most of their material has to be left behind. The Germans say that yesterday their air force sank 4 warships and 11 transports, besides damaging many more. But some suspicion is cast on these claims by their precise estimates of the tonnage of the shipping, which aviators in action would hardly be able to judge. The British claim that in the past 2 days they have shot down 125 German planes at the cost of only 32 of their own. Whatever the accuracy of this estimate, the fact that Germany called tonight for more volunteers for the Air Force and parachute troops suggests that these highly trained forces have suffered heavy loss in the past 3 weeks. There was some local fighting on the Somme today, in which the French say the Germans were repulsed, and there was another German air raid down the Rhone Valley. Again, the German planes flew over Switzerland, and again one of them was shot down. The French believe this raid was political rather than military in motive, intended to show the Italians that Germany could take vigorous air action in southeastern France, which is borne out by the implications of the report of our Rome correspondent Cecil Brown earlier this evening. The best unofficial information in Rome, said Mr. Brown, is that Mussolini has promised Hitler that Italy will come in this month, and it is believed that the date will be somewhere around June 15th. This will coincide with a new German attack, perhaps on France and England simultaneously, while Italy also will strike at several points so that the Allies will be engaged everywhere. It was believed, however, that Italy would stand on the defensive on the French frontier and would not attack Yugoslavia. Where the attack may come is hinted by stories in the Italian papers that Turkey has asked Greece for permission to send troops into that country, which suggests that Italy may find it necessary to protect the neutrality of Greece as Hitler did that of Norway, Denmark, and the Low Countries. This frank exposition of Italian intentions is borne out to some extent by the character of the propaganda with which the Italian government has been stirring up its people to go to war. The well-known Italian editor, Giovanni Ansaldo, in his weekly broadcast, said today that Italy must go in for a moral reason. I quote, "The Italian people cannot be absent from a great occasion which is preparing the new destiny of continents," end quote. But Italian papers keep insisting that Germany has already won the war, which carries the implication that Italy will not come in if there is any danger of losing. Evidently, then, Mussolini thinks one quick blow this summer will finish it off. For that sort of propaganda is hardly the way to nerve up a nation for a long war in which it might sustain some reverses. The Pope, addressing the College of Cardinals today, expressed his paternal love for all the warring peoples and deplored certain effects of the war. I quote, "The progressive annihilation of spiritual values, the gradual disappearance of rules of right, and force which is suppressing and choking legal and national rights," end quote. The Italians are now hoping that not only Spain will follow them in, but perhaps even Romania, after the appointment of a pro-German Romanian foreign minister yesterday. It's not clear just whom the Romanians are expected to fight. But the Anglo-French treaty with Turkey, drawn in a clear expectation of war with Italy, commits Turkey to come in if Italy moves in the Mediterranean, and Turkey is making defense measures for protection. And in this country, perhaps the most important news of the day is that the shipyard strike at Kearney, New Jersey, where 4 warships are under construction, has been called off. The men voted to go back to work pending negotiations with the company. And that's the news to this moment.